The Girl Scout Cookie Sale, it is a great fundraiser for our troops because it helps them with their programming and camps and troop trips and community service projects. But it's also a program for us because we teach business skills through this program. These Girl Scouts become CEOs, the cookie boss. They're the head of their own corporation with mom, dad, and siblings chipping in as their staff. So they learn a lot of business skills like money management and planning and PR and marketing. So it's a very big entrepreneurship program for us too.
So it ends March 31st. Booth sales begin January 20th. Is that when you start to see, tables pop up at stores and things like that?
Exactly. You'll see us at your local Kroger's and Lowe's and Sam's, Food Lion.
Talk about what's new this year. You actually have a new cookie, which is an old favorite flavor for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's right. To commemorate our 100th anniversary of Girl Scouts selling cookies, we've got the S'mores cookie. And we're known for s'mores. We are considered the founding recipe inventor of the s'mores. So it's kind of close to Girl Scouts' hearts. And we've never had it as a cookie. So this is brand new for us. And it's really, really yummy. It is a crispy graham cracker cookie that's double dipped in this yummy marshmallow cream and then coated in chocolate. It's delicious.
And these are the things that you would make around the campfire.
That's right. But
Okay.
now we have them in cookie form.
I wanted to mention this phone app. Talk about this phone app where actually you can you have a cookie finder where you can find out where to go locally to buy cookies.
Yeah, that's right. You could actually download this app onto your phone, or if you want to, you can go to the website. It's girlscouts.org/cookies. And on there is a cookie finder. You just put your zip code in there and it pops up where all the local booth sales are for the next couple of weekends, the time and the locations.
We're talking with Jennifer Pfister. She's with the Virginia Skyline Council, the local Girl Scouts. Jennifer, talk about Virginia Skyline. Talk about the local regional center for the Girl Scouts and what that encompasses.
So Girl Scouts of Virginia Skyline Council, we actually encompass 36 counties throughout Virginia. So we've got the Roanoke Valley and the New River Valley. We've got Lynchburg and Harrisonburg, Allegheny Highlands,
So
South Side,
you're really spread
Charlottesville.
out.
Yeah, we're a large chunk of Virginia. So, and we serve close to about 6,500 girls in the region. Over 3,000 volunteers are involved with the Girl Scouts. And within our region itself, it's got three camps. We're very big into the outdoors within Girl Scouting. So we do a lot with backpacking and hiking and caving and climbing and kayaking. And, the basics of the high adventure is very popular within this region.
Is that tough? I'm just wondering, is it getting tougher to get kids to get outside? Is it getting tougher to recruit girls for the Girl Scouts to get them away from their phones and their laptops and things like that? Or is it something that is still, kind of a is it more of a challenge?
It's not more of a challenge for the girls. It's the opposite. It's the adults. We have girls on waiting lists here. We probably have in Roanoke Valley 500 to 600 girls on a waiting list right now to get into Girl Scouts. That's a lot, but we can't get the moms and dads to volunteer like we used to.
You mean to be troop leaders or whatever?
Yeah, to be a troop leader, to be a co-leader, to be a helper, to be a chaperone, we really need a lot of help out there. So if you're interested in helping out with a Girl Scout troop, you don't need to be your mom or dad. We take grandparents and aunts and uncles and neighbors. We have even churches that come together and, sponsor a troop and provide the location as well as the leadership for it. But please give us a call.
Before we let you go, just talk about some of the favorite cookie flavors that people will be able to get. Some of the ones that people always seem to gravitate towards.
Oh, there's no doubt. We have Thin Mints, plenty of Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, peanut butter patties and peanut butter sandwiches. We have Thanks-a-Lots and lemonades. And we also have a gluten-free cookie called Trios. It's a chocolate peanut butter oatmeal style cookie.
Sounds pretty good. Anything else you want to add?
Please support your local Girl Scouts. Come out and buy some cookies.
And $4 a box, correct?
$4 a box, all until March the 30th.
Okay, Jennifer Pfister is with the Girl Scouts of Virginia Skyline, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Gene.